Jennifer Horn do la 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 la? It's because she has her fingers in her ear and she doesn't want to hear what her father and I are talking about.
Yeah, but you brought up the B word.
La 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 la. Let's get today started. Looks like a good day to run, to walk fast, good exercise. It's a wonderful day to exercise your mind and your body, and that's what we're all about here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, the 16th, climbing the mountains one day at a time. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every... What are you doing to us? I'm trying to wake you up.
Ah,
rise and shine.
I'm
everybody
not ready to wake up.
Needs to get where they're going, and they need to get there awake and alive. It's
Give
your opportunity. Well, you can take your road, and we'll take our road, Richie. We want to attain success today, as usual. And in order to get to where you're going, if you're climbing a mountain, you can climb it one step at a time, get to the top of the mountain, and then maybe you rest or you go down the other side of the mountain, you climb up another mountain. That's what every day is. As we go through the week, does it get harder? Is Wednesday harder than Tuesday? Or is Monday the hardest, then Tuesday gets easier, then Wednesday's better,
yeah,
and it goes that way?
I just can't believe it's Wednesday already.
Wednesday! Okay, so the good stuff. Praise be to the Medal of Freedom recipients who are honored with their naming yesterday during a ceremony at the White House. 15 of them getting the medal. Highest civilian honor presented to people who have made important contributions to the United States of America, world peace, culture, and other significant public or private endeavors. So let's see who are the recipients. Former President George H.W. Bush gets the nod. Bill Russell, great basketball star. People remember Bill Russell, Richie and I do. You know who Bill Russell is, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely.
I do, and I always get him confused at first with Bill Russell from the Dodgers, but then I remember that there are two.
Then there's Warren Buffett, who's on the list. That's cool. Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
We love her.
Yeah.
Civil rights activist John Lewis from Georgia.
Yeah.
Number of others, but this is good stuff. Always good to have the good people receive the recognition. Some people say, oh, it should have happened earlier. What? Come on. It's happening now. Forget about the past. Let's stick with the present and move to the future. Somebody's always got to take a shot. Well, this person, why? Why did it take so long? Get them on the list and praise them and love them and acknowledge we have a lot of great Americans.
Can't please them all the time, Dudley.
All right, so praise on one hand and a pox on the House of Bell.
Uh-oh.
Here's the latest. How many people remember the story from about a month ago when the city, I guess it's a city, it's not a town. It's
Bell, California?
35,000 people live in Bell, California. And they're now, after it was revealed that these people were doing the baddie, the police chief, for example, makes $758,000 a year, right? And just in comparison, the police chief in Los Angeles, 10,000 police officers, he makes $350,000. In Bell, California, where there are 35,000 people and about 85 police, does that give you a little comparative as to what was going on? Yeah, a little perspective. City manager, $800,000. Now, apparently, when at first, when you heard these stories, okay, these guys resigned and they went away. Not so fast.
Yeah, they should be in jail.
Says the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office.
Yep.
They have now either arrested these people. There's a guy named Victor Bello, who is one of the former city officials.
Perpetrators.
Who, he had, the cases are all brought. And the focus is public corruption. How many communities, 800-510-8255, how many communities do you know, maybe the one you live in, where there are abuses, not necessarily of this type, but there are all kinds of other abuses?
But let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich, you may ask a question.
Who says it's abuse? What is the definition? Who did they?
The law says it's abuse. Well, here's the trail. Let me tell the rest of the rest of the story.
Did you see the emails, Doug?
Yeah, I'm looking at the emails right now. Okay. Yeah,
but
the emails.
Just so we understand, doesn't the city council have to vote on all of this?
Yes.
So if the whole city council voted on it, didn't they follow the law?
Well, it turns out the whole city council didn't vote on it. Here's the story. And we go back to 2009. Which is when they hired the new police chief.
All right, fill me in.
There are the emails back and forth, which have now become public information. Here is the city's number two guy writing, quote, "I'm looking forward to seeing you and taking all of Bell's money." This isn't an email. This is Randy Adams, who's the assistant city manager. He writes this to the guy who's going to get the job, and he says, I want to take my share of it. So they promised to pay the police chief $750,000 if he'll give them back some of the dough that they're paying him. Now, the assistant administrator, a woman named Angela, I think it's Spacchia, is that how you pronounce it? Spacchia? Something like that?
Spacchia, maybe.
Spacchia, okay.
I think.
She, in an email, says, LOL. You can take your share of the pie just like us. We'll all get fat together. Bob has an expression he likes to use on occasion. She continues in this email, referring to the administrative officer who is making $850,000 a year. His name is Robert Rizzo. Pigs get fat. Hogs get slaughtered. So as long as we're not hogs, all is well. This is an email.
Yeah. Who writes that? It's almost like it was planted.
From these idiots.
But again, I ask you, did they go through, was there a conspiracy here to cheat?
Yes.
I mean, obviously there was a conspiracy for all of them to make money.
Yes.
But how did they cheat the government to get this money? That's what I'm trying to find out. Because the next thing that you know is a town next door is going, well, wait a minute, we pay our city administrator $95,000. To me, that's a crime. Or $150,000. And to me, that's a crime.
There are
what I'm trying to find out is what they
reasonable.
Did. Forget reasonable. Reasonable, yeah. My reasonable and your reasonable might be different, and your reasonable might end up putting me in jail.
No.
So there's got to be some kind of a law that was broken is what I'm trying to find out, and I don't know.
Conspiracy to commit fraud.
Okay, where's the fraud? That's
what I want. The fraud is these people getting together saying, this is what you'll get paid, and we'll take a piece of it.
That's conspiracy. That's not fraud.
Well, yes, it is. It's fraud and conspiracy.
It's frauding the city.
Both of you. Defrauding the city.
Frauding is a lie somewhere.
Rich, what do you want from me? I'm not a lawyer. I'm just telling you what the people out here in California are saying.
I know. I'm just trying to make the point that if these people's only crime is they paid themselves too much, but they didn't lie, cheat, or steal to get that money.
They did all of those things.
They went through all of the records.
And you know what? Even further, all this has brought to the surface, especially in this time of the budget crunch, and the president and the public sector all
see,
over.
See, that's what I'm saying. You've got the government going, this bank leader can't get this big of a bonus. This bank leader can't make this much money. This leader of this company can't.
Let's stick with Bell. The Bell situation is the one that's the most interesting because of the outrage.
They're public servants in a small town.
Right.
And they're inflating salaries, they're inflating their hires.
I understand that.
The proper channels were not followed.
Well, they had different things. The people in the city council were asleep, and they sort of admitted to that. And I think there are a couple of them that were in on it as well.
Yeah, that's what
but
I think.
There's the more interesting question. When you look at, especially in the state of California, but I think everybody around the country needs to look at this. I've just been reading some email from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, where there's now a big scandal about how much money they're paying for school buses. And it's like people just woke up. Hello, this has been going on for years. But now somebody falls into something, and it goes over the top, and that's when people say, okay, enough already. So in league with this kind of stuff, Rich, is the news, the examination now of how much these people that work in the public sector, not just community officials, but school teachers and folks who are in who are now entitled to make 100% of their pay when they retire. Teachers, 75 $80,000 a year after 30 years, they get $75,000 or $80,000 a year for the rest of their lives.
Mm.
Now, how is that right? And there are people who have been working in the public sector who make $250,000 a year, who are entitled under California law, how did this stuff get passed and whose interest is it, to have these people, no wonder all these people want public sector jobs, they get 100% of their pay when they retire.
Well, most teachers don't make 75 or 80 grand though, right?
In California, that's the average.
They sure do, when they retire.
California, wow. That's the average.
I mean, when they get to the end of the pay
right.
scale.
Wow. Yeah, they get the best 3 years average together, and they get 100% of that for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
And police, the same thing with fire, same thing with all of these folks. The story from Fullerton, California, about the same time the Bell thing came out. Remember, Jennifer, there's a guy who had two public jobs. He retired from one at 50. I think he was a policeman. And he got his full pay for that. And then he got another job directing some other, I think it was a prison, in the prison system. And he worked at that for 14 years. And he got his full pay. By the time he's done, he's got a $240,000 a year retirement package. Mm-hmm. He had two public jobs.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff. And people say, hey, I don't have enough money to give people for this, that. The real need has now been swept before us. And we see all of these abuses when things are okay.
Even non-abuses. I mean, just the state of California alone is having trouble paying for the state employees, for county employees.
There's too many of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot, and we pay for everything. We pay for all insurance, all retirement. I mean, it's
right. Everything
it's a
gets
lot.
Paid for.
It's a big load.
Yeah. So now the lawmakers out here have instituted, or they've introduced bills on financial oversight because of. But it's too late. Well, it's too late. Not too late for some, but in this circumstance, the abuse is unbelievable. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
So, did she sing this at the Grammys the other night? I know she was there, but I don't know if this is what she sang.
Or song.
She sung a song.
I think I heard what she sung, and I do not think it was this.
No, I don't think it was either. Anyway, that's not the point. She was asked a simple question at the Grammy tribute in her honor. She was asked whether she'd consider appearing on Glee, and she said, quote, "Not if I can help it."
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoops.
And then you wonder why I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. Well, she said, and then went upon thinking, she apologized, said, quote, "When asked if I would ever appear on Glee, I should have said, you never know. It was wrong to say not if I can help it."
Yeah, because you sound like the snob that you really are.
See, I thought I'd give you a chance to take your shot, Richie. I know how you love taking shots.
You know, I was trying to be fair. I have probably 25 Barbra Streisand songs here in the library, and I went through at least 16 or 17 of them.
Yeah.
Nah.
Really?
Just nothing really works for me.
Right.
So, okay. I just can't believe you went through everything.
I tried.
Yeah. So that's that story. Always lots of great stories about people.
Why can't I be a salt-sensitive Barbra Streisand lover?
Yeah, why can't you be a sensitive New Age kind of guy, Richie? Rich McFadden, like Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 25 after the hour. Billy Ray Cyrus, interviewed in GQ magazine, says he regrets ever having let his daughter go into the Disney series Hannah Montana. He says it has ruined our family. Hmm. I'll tell you right now, the damn show destroyed everything in my family. I'd erase it all in a second if I could.
Really?
Says that he fears for his daughter now. Says she has handlers, pays no attention to them. I told you, I gave you this whole scenario at least a year ago about this kid. And she didn't know how to handle it then. Her parents were, now she's 18. She's cast them all aside. They got divorced over the handling of her. She's a spoiled brat. And it comes, it surfaces. If some kids, like, I don't know this Justin Bieber, whether he can handle this or not.
He's going to crash and burn.
Yeah. The way he rose to fame, that quickly.
Can't handle it. And so
she comes from, I mean, you know, hey, man, she's from the genes of achy, breaky heart. She should know how to handle this.
No, she doesn't. Why should she know how to handle it?
She's still a kid.
Because he's a decent guy.
But, Rich, the people at Disney pulled her away from them. And the father said no, and the mother said, oh, let her have her deal. And that's basically what erupted into what became their dissolution. So I see there is a lot of truth, frankly, to this. I say to those of you who have children that are smart, encourage them to do well, help them to be successful, but they are still your children.
Mm-hmm.
Please
control.
Remember yeah. that. Robbie calls Good Day from Vero Beach, Florida, WTTV. Hi, Robbie.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's the retirement situation in Florida? You heard me talking about California and what happens here. What happens there?
Well, I think it's as different as it is far away from us. You had mentioned about law enforcement officers retiring with 100% of
yep.
their average, I think you indicated, last three years.
Were you a police officer?
I am. 20-year career, yes.
And what happens at the end of your career? What do you get?
Well, in my personal retirement, we have a municipal plan.
Yeah, but what is it? We got a few seconds. How much do you get the percentage of your best 3 years, and what would that percentage be?
No more than 75%.
75%.
It's all based on a multiplier.
Yeah. In Massachusetts, it's 80%, and that seems certainly more fair than 100%. Thanks for telling us your story, Robbie. Out of time here, 28 after the hour.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than $1 a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going to be a good day. We're trying to make it a good day with a lot of conversation about what's going on in the world. How do we make sure that you have a good day? You gotta work along with us, folks. The three of us can't carry the world on our shoulders, although we all have big shoulders.
My shoulders still hurt from that trampoline accident. So
yeah, and I slapped him. You'd appreciate this, Jennifer. When Richie picked me up at the airport, we were driving through the snowstorm. And we were getting onto something silly, and I slapped him. I whacked him in his shoulder.
Oh,
I was like, oh.
Aiming low below the belt.
Well, he didn't know.
I didn't know. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. What I do know is that this is the opposite of the Seinfeld program. This is a program about everything.
It's a show
everything
about everything.
About everything, including.
But we really talk about nothing.
Well, no, we do. Well, we do a good job talking about nothing, but we bring everything into it.
Right.
It's kind of like a big. It's like the soup that I make that leaves nothing left in the refrigerator except what's in the pot.
Except
everything
we don't get the big paychecks.
Is in the pot. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can.
When do we get to go into syndication, sweep plate, and collect checks?
Oh, yeah. That'll those be, will be the days.
Yeah, that'll be in our next life, Richie. Here's the 2020 trivia question. Everybody ready?
I'm going to answer it if I know it.
Put your thinking cap on. No, you are not. No, you are not. There is a word that has two letters in it. America's most used word has just two letters in it. What is the... that could be it. You might be right, Jennifer. I'm not giving it away. 800-510-8255. Some people say it's not really a word. Oh, what is the phrase?
See, I was going to say me.
Well, again, could be right. I'm not giving any
suggestions. But me's a word.
Suggestions. So me's, well, a word or not a word.
Because we're all about me now, aren't we?
Your interpretation. There are a lot of people who focus pretty much on themselves. That word is narcissism. It's not me.
That's more than
800-510, 800-510-8255. So, let's get at it here. What is the word, if that's what it is, that has interesting meaning even attached to it? All right. America's greatest word, most frequently used word is what? 800-510-8255. We have all of these ski lift tickets that we're giving away if you're in that area. Or eight, we have, what, about 24, 25 states, I think, we have ski lift tickets to, right, Richie?
We've given away some, so there's not quite that many left. But, yeah, we got a bunch left.
And we have other items of interest and importance. 800 510-8255. All right, we'll have people think about that for a moment or two, as is usually the case. Farm budget, those of you who are in farm states, those of you who are attached to farming, there is good news. Follow me on this. The president's budget plan calls for the elimination of $5 billion in public support for agricultural programs that subsidize the wealthiest agribusinesses and big farms. If it's time for anything in this country, it's time for ConAgra and their ilk, ADM, all of the big conglomerates, Dean Foods, to not get a penny, not 1 cent. If there are to be some help, if there is to be something in the budget, by the way, the Tea Party is responsible for a lot of this. I'm not a big fan of much of what the Tea Party does because I think they've gotten hijacked by some nutbirds. The original idea of the Tea Party is something I wholeheartedly support because what it does is focus on fiscal responsibility. If they left the message there, instead of going off on their stupid toots about social needs and requirements and religion and all that stuff, they'd be bringing more people into the tent. At any rate, there are a lot of corn, soybean, cotton, and other core commodity growers who have been getting $30,000, $40,000 a farm. I don't think it takes a genius to look at what the cost of corn is or the cost of soybeans or some of these other commodities to see that they're having the best time of their lives. I know a guy in Iowa who is growing, got 1,000 acres of soybean, 1,400 acres of corn. I made a couple of million bucks, buys new tractors, three, four new tractors every year, keeps them for a year, trades them in because he gets a tax credit for doing that. Plus, he was getting help from the government, from you and me. Huh? What does this guy need help for? Made $2 million. He needs help? He needs a subsidy from us?
There was something else, and I heard the other day, though, that I was like, oh, Doug's going to be all over this because there's something in the budget that affected farming, and now I cannot remember what it is. But it was a tax or something, and I'm trying to
having to do with the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the new budget.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I don't.
And
all I know
as soon
is,
as I heard it, I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, we're gonna hear about this one, and now I have to look what it is because obviously it hasn't run across your desk.
Crop
yet.
Insurance is one of the big. That's another big scam. Too.
Some you have to pay crop insurance.
Well, you can get you can put in a little bit of money. And get money back. Friend of mine, the guy in town who has the truck farm, got a check for $9,000 and he didn't know what it was for from the federal government. He finally figured it was for crop insurance, but he hadn't filed a claim. They just sent him a check for $9,000.
Not a bad day.
So I said, "Where's mine?" Well, you don't grow those kinds of crops. I don't. Dairy doesn't have the same.
Right. How do you receive funds for something that you never issued a claim for? How do they know that you need
it? Did he give it back?
Uh-uh.
Of course not.
No.
What fool would do that?
Give it back.
Give me a couple bucks, I'm going to cash it.
Yeah. But see, that's what's gone on. The program's just way out of control. Like so many, okay, if that's the case with that, how many other government programs like that? You see, they just accrue. They never do a zero line item budget. They add on what was last year's number. We add a number. We take a percentage and add. And I think it's about 4% for most of these departments. Nobody can run a business like that. You can't every year just add on. You know, the whole scam people, we hear these stories and laugh about them. At the end of the fiscal year, various departments say, wait a minute, we got 100,000 left. We better spend it because we won't get it next year. We don't spend it now. So let's go buy some new trucks or whatever. That's the kind of stuff.
You know, it's funny.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sitting there. I just put in Obama budget farm.
Yeah.
And here are some of the website addresses that are carrying the story. Uh-huh. EnvironmentalWorkingGroup.com.
Yeah.
DailyHerd.com.
Yeah.
Delta Farm Press. Let's see. There's an ABC News. A lot of these farmers, sustainableagriculture.net, Billings Gazette, agweek.com.
Yeah, they're all over it. It's their livelihood. It's their neck of the woods. 19 before the hour. All right, let's get to our 2020 news quiz. The two-letter word that is the most used and most interesting, according to the Oxford University Press Dictionary. That's what I'm going by here. Let's go through our callers. Doug. Richie, what's the matter with my call? There it is. Doug, in Melbourne, Florida, what's the word?
UH.
Oh, you're with me.
800-510-8255. Abby, in Oregon, what do you think it is, Abby?
I was going to say also.
He said you say Okay. Here's Bruce in Beachville, Florida. Hi, Bruce.
How you doing?
What do you think
about
it is? Suzanne in Soldotna, Alaska. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I say it's the U.S.
You say it's us, huh? Okay. Ken is in San Rafael, California. Hi, Ken.
Hey, is it hi?
Hi.
Hi.
No.
I like that.
That's Steve, a good guess.
In Florence, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hi. I say it's Yeah.
No. Frederick's in Danville, Illinois. What do you think it is, Frederick?
If.
That's a good show. Very good. We got some good guessers here. Not right ones yet. Tom in Fort Pierce. What do you think it is?
ER.
Interesting. Rob in Jackson, Tennessee. What do you think it is?
Up.
He thinks it is.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Not bad.
Bob is in Santa Maria, California. Bob, what do you think it is?
Okay.
Those two letters,
okay,
side by side,
good one,
answer so many questions, describe countless situations. When your day is uneventful, it is an okay day.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Are you going to get over there today? Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to do that? Okay.
Okay.
Where do you live? Oh,
and you know the great thing about okay?
What about it?
It's international. It's not English.
Yeah, right. International.
I go to Colombia. Everybody says okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a new book out called Okay, The Improbable Story of America's Greatest Word that I saw that I thought was fascinating. The story of the greatest word, it can be used for so many different things. And as Richie said, everybody around the world understands that those two letters, okay, that phrase, if you will, it is said the most frequently in our country, not only that, but on the planet. Hmm. This guy's an English prof, and he's the executive secretary of the American Dialectic Society. By the way, the origin. Do you know the origin, Bob, of the word okay? You know the etymology of it?
I do not.
I think it comes from the main word okie dokie, right?
Well, it's there are a lot of rumors that surround this, but I'm telling you what this guy says in his book. The origin of okay, there are a couple of different stories. A bakery named O. Kendall and Sons stamped Army biscuits with the initials of the firm. A baker in Boston named Otto Kimmel did the same thing with his cookies. But the actual derivation of the word, it's an Indian word, the Choctaw word, O-K-E-H, a verb meaning it's true. That's where it comes from. And first used after being written about in an article in a newspaper, 1839. Pretty interesting story, and things, you know, the okay usage of it, more used with the working class than it is those who are, snobs or the upper class or whatever, however you want to. Yeah.
Well-educated.
So yeah, the well-educated
ones. What
about
the okay that's O-K-A-Y?
Well, that's the full word.
Okay.
If you, that's the translation, that literal translation from the Choctaw. O-K-A-Y is O-K-E-H. In Choctaw. Got it? All right, Richie?
The OK Corral?
Yeah. The OK Corral, they stamped the meat there. The meat was OK. That's how it was used there. All right, so, Bob, you going to win your skier?
I'm not.
All right, well, we'll fix you up with something else. Hold on. If you'd like to be. Dr. Ken around the corner here on Good Day.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Okay, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now, who is the medical expert on the program. Every day at this time, he goes through a number of things. Let's touch base first, Ken, on this new report with all the reasons why you ought not to let your children have those energy drinks. First of all, the number of calories, I guess, is one thing, but the real important thing is the caffeine and what happens not just to children but adults that drink all of this stuff. And whether or not this is just because it's the flavor of the day, this is something that we ought to have been worried about a long time ago, don't you think?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this month, that these energy drinks, they're just understudied and overused. They just have too much caffeine in them, and they also have products that make you more sensitive to the caffeine. They can actually cause heart palpitations, seizures, strokes, and even sudden death.
Sudden death?
Yes, die from abnormal electrical rhythms of the heart, just drop dead suddenly.
Okay, so how is it? Mind my getting my little skewer in here, that the FDA can be so concerned about raw milk when, in fact, there seems to be no concern for this sort of thing, even after these reports. What are we missing here?
Well, it's just the limitations of studying foods by the FDA. It's not a drug, and this is the hope that the American Academy of Pediatrics is going to bring this to the attention of the FDA.
Yeah, all right. Well, but in the meantime, the FDA, unless they've got blinders on, must have seen or known or heard about this. They have to wait. It's kind of like the FCC. They wait till somebody complains before they do anything about it, which is seemingly not particularly great management.
The FDA has recently sent warning letters to manufacturers and bans several of these in several of the states. But these are the ones that have alcohol in them, and hopefully the FDA will get to these also.
Okay, next item is something that occurred, I believe it was Sunday.
During the Grammys.
During the Grammys, a local Los Angeles television reporter, a lady, I don't know, 31 years old, has a seizure on screen. We have the audio from this lady. You listen to it and you understand what happens during a seizure. Go ahead, Richard, play the audio.
Live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Sheree.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, Terrace Chase, and look for the head of the pit.
All right, so that's the actual audio from her. I don't know, Ken, whether you've heard that or not.
She's so scared looking.
She's a good-looking young woman, slight. So under the circumstances, she was diagnosed as having had a TIA. But I remember hearing my father talking like that after he'd had a stroke.
TIA, often called a mini stroke or a reversible stroke, is where you have symptoms of a stroke, and certainly sounds like she's having one of them, the garbled speech. And the symptoms just totally reverse, and you're fine. And this is a huge warning that the big ones are coming, and you need to be checked out, the circulation from the heart to the brain and rhythm abnormalities of the heart.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You all have ownership in the presentation of this program because it is about you and what's on your mind, the important things of the day, the events of the day.
That's right.
Thinking about potholders.
No, stockholders.
They're stockholders.
Oh, they are stockholders.
They are the board.
Exactly. Right, they are. And I'm the chairman of the board, Rich.
Chairman of the board. Like great songs. They had a couple of good
Frank
hits.
Frank Sinatra, yeah. Do you know who's developing free news, talk, and sports programs for your computer or your smartphone other than me? Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will give you that info straight ahead here on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, and there's a new online backup service you need to know about. It's called My Media. It'll back up your photos, music, videos, and documents safely and securely to its web servers. You can access your data from any computer or iPhone whenever you want. If you have a lot of information to back up, My Media will send you a USB hard drive they call the shuttle drive. Load your files onto the encrypted drive, send it to My Media, and they'll put all of your files into your account. No long uploads. Go to mimedia.com to try it for free. That's mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
You know, the economy is improving at a rapid pace when the frequency of technology deals increases dramatically, which is exactly what's happening now. One company that recently filed its plans for an initial public offering is Pandora, the excellent music streaming service. The company is looking to raise $100 million. One interesting tidbit in its filing had to do with additional formats beyond music that Pandora is thinking about getting into. Quote, many listeners are drawn to sports, talk, news, and other forms of content beyond music. We think there is an opportunity over the long term to increase these types of content in addition to music. Close quote. This is interesting. If Pandora is thinking about applying its music selection technology to talk, you'd be able to create channels of various programs for your favorite sports teams, your news topics of choice, and probably for your political inclinations. And assuming Pandora keeps doing the things it's doing, all of this will be free. I'm Alex Goldfain.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Do you know how risky it is online today? You have new, easy-to-access daily indexes designed to help keep you in the know and safer from the latest to most devious cyber threats. There are plenty of problems. Brian Osich has more on helping you out here.
Norton has just unveiled its new cybercrime index to inform and protect internet users globally. Recent threats like the Here You Have virus, which tried to shut down worldwide electronic communications, show computer users need help to understand and react to today's ever-changing online threats. On a daily basis, the free Norton Cybercrime Index alerts consumers to the most dangerous websites, the search terms most hijacked by cybercriminals, top online scams, and more, as well as tips on avoiding them. Cybercrime can be devastating to people from all walks of life, but celebrities are often uniquely targeted. Actor, comedian, and TV host Nick Cannon has felt its sharp sting himself and understands the value of up-to-date, accessible threat information.
Criminals have hacked my social networking profile, harassed me online, and even pretended to be me. Cybercrime is real crime, and people seriously need to start taking steps to educate and protect themselves.
For more, or to see the index in action, visit NortonCybercrimeIndex.com or Facebook.com/Norton. That's Newsbreak from Norton.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Aquanasal nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percent and availability may vary by state.
59 past the hour.